BBC Audio presents Writers on Walks, a collection of radio programmes in which an array of novelists, poets, journalists and biographers chart the varied and inspiring walks they have taken. Each of the six following miniseries originally aired on BBC Radio 3 as a part of the series The Essay. First of all, we have the series Dawn Walks, which was produced by Duncan Minchell and first broadcast on BBC Radio 3 between the 28th of March and the 1st of April 2016. The presenters were Nicholas Shakespeare, Nicola Barker, Camilla Shamsi, Ian Sampson and Lucy Hughes Hallett.
Yonder see the morning blink, the sun is up, and up must I, to wash and dress and eat and drink and look at things and talk and think and work and God knows why. A.E. Housman never made it to Tasmania, yet the unspoiled landscape on this remote island's east coast would have reminded the poet of his dawn walks in Shropshire, preparing for the day ahead. Early one morning, just before Easter, I shook my two young sons awake and took them, still blinking, down to the 9-mile beach that fringes the northern shore of Great Oyster Bay. The temperature was cool. There were no insects. The sun was not yet up. There'd been a storm a few days before, but now the bay was calm. The moon glinted through a film of sea mist, and a steady regiment of breakers threw up brogues of bull kelp polished to a military shine. It's a rare beach where you can walk into sunrise, and at the end of the day, into sunset. Officially, this spit of white sand, stretching east to west, is named Bagot Point, after an early military commander of the local town. Over the past 200 years, it's also been known as the Isthmus, the Spit, the Peninsula, Sandy Point, Meredith Sandbank, Scrubby Point, and now Dolphin Sands. To the natives of the Oyster Bay tribe, it was, if you'll forgive the pronunciation, although heartbreakingly no one has survived who might contest it, Lawe Niri Tana Bona, pathway to the gods. You were obliged once in your life to walk along it on a pilgrimage to the Arresting Peninsula, where a family of Aboriginal deities were believed to sleep, and over the top of which, on this April morning, the sun is shortly to rise. Here's how a French sailor described the scene 2 centuries ago. Two chains of lofty mountains of parallel direction embracing the whole shore and giving it the appearance of a beautiful valley invaded by waves. Another European to be mesmerised was the ex-king of Iceland and convict, Jorgen Jorgensen, who had been transported to Tasmania in chains. Jorgensen declared that after travelling the world as he had, and after seeing its many splendid sights, this was a view impossible for the most luxuriant imagination to conceive more lovely within the whole circle of the creation. On calm days, Dolphin Sands is one of the cleanest beaches in the world. No dead birds, no cans, no plastic bags, no tar, no people. Just the 3 slumbering peaks known as the Hazards, leading into Mount Fraser, and the sea stretching for 2,000 kilometres to Antarctica. But a storm from the south can rip 10 years off the shore. As we step onto the beach, my two sons keep their eyes skinned for new shells that the sea might have thrown up. A Tasmanian with Aboriginal blood called Dusty used to live in our shack and told me how he once found a large, buff-coloured cowrie in the sand. He took it down to the Hobart Museum, where an expert informed him it was from the Quaternary period, at least 100,000 years old. "What do you want to do with it?" she asked. He said, "I'll give it to the museum, as long as you put my name on it." Dusty was keen to emulate the farmer's wife across the bay, Sarah Mitchell, who picked up a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?